This session is about limits and conviction. Did you know that we build most of our own obstacles in life? Yes, even the high invisible walls we run into every day were probably built by us, from the bricks of limits and beliefs we've picked up along the way. Limits and convictions significantly affect our lives, often without us realizing it. They are silent saboteurs of our dreams, our courage, our potential. And what's even more interesting? These sneaky creatures can pose as truth, even though they are often based on outdated information or completely wrong assumptions. What a comedy, right? Now let's break it all down nicely so you understand how to spot them and, more importantly, how to fight them. What exactly are limits and conviction? So, limits. You can think of them as an imaginary line in the sand. It's a line we set for ourselves, often without knowing when, how, or why. Maybe someone at school once labeled you non-athletic, and you for some reason said to yourself, "Yeah, I guess that's what it is. I'll never be able to stand with my feet firmly on a surfboard." And poof, the first limit was in. What about conviction? That's another league. Conviction are thoughts and opinions that we have accepted as absolute truths. They function like software that drives our decision-making and worldview. For example, "I will never be able to run my own business" is a belief that instantly cuts you off from ever trying. Isn't that sad? Now consider that you are on your way to your dream. Feel that exciting tickle in your stomach. See that wonderful future. And then, boom, you hit a wall that you built in your head sometime during your life. It could be fear of rejection or a feeling that you're not good enough. So you stop, sit down on a bench by that imaginary wall, and think, "I guess this isn't for me." But be careful. Who built that wall? You did. Limits are like badly set blinds. When they're down, you can't see out. You can't see what's behind them. Even though the sun may be shining behind the blind and a beautiful view is waiting for you, you are closed in and you don't know what is waiting for you there. Limits keep us stuck in old patterns and prevent us from discovering and understanding that we have much more possibilities than we think. Conviction or myths masked as truth. Now let's move on to conviction. That's a chapter in itself. Convictions are often like those old shoes. You wear them for years because they used to fit you, but you don't notice that they're completely torn and haven't fit you for a long time. Some convictions we acquire from a young age. For example, you may have been influenced by something your parents or teachers told you. "You don't have a head for math." "You're too quiet to lead others." And boom. The conviction is there and it affects you for years to come. It's a kind of autopilot that runs subconsciously and sabotages anything that could lead you to tremendous growth. Convictions are powerful in that we take them as absolute truths. They are like the invisible script by which we write our life stories. Until we become aware of them and begin to question them, we will act on them, even when they harm us. It is therefore necessary to ask ourselves, "Is it really true? Or is it just something I've learned to believe?" How to recognize limits and conviction. Now we know what they are, but how to recognize them? Here's a simple trick. Watch the things you say to yourself when you're faced with complicated or new situations. It often sounds something like this: "I can't do this." "I'm not smart enough." "It's not for me." Or, "I'll never have the time or money or ability for that." Every such thought is a clue. It's a seed of limitation or a conviction that has taken root somewhere deep within you. When you put such thoughts down on paper and look at them critically, you often find that they have no solid foundation, and sometimes there's no foundation at all. They're just things we've heard, things we've believed, but they don't at all match our actual strengths or talents. But how to overcome them? So now comes the big part. How to deal with them. You know, I'm an optimist and I firmly believe that there is no limit, no conviction that cannot be defeated. Why is that? Because most of these limiting convictions exist only in our minds. Yes, up here between our ears. And the great news is that mindsets can be changed, rewritten, shifted. It's not magic, though it can sometimes feel like it, but rather discipline and a willingness to try differently. Anyway, before we get to the practical part, let's quickly but thoroughly go through the theory. We won't spend long hours here learning, we'll discover, break down, and assemble. So let's do it. The first step is to look yourself in the eye, or at least in the mirror, if that seems easier, and admit what it is that's actually holding you back. Have you ever asked yourself, "What's holding me back? What thoughts are stopping me? And who told me I couldn't do it anyway?" Try to think for a while and let your thoughts flow freely. You might remember a completely random thing someone once said to you when you were younger. Maybe a teacher announced, "You're just not good at math." And boom, all this time you think numbers aren't your thing. Or maybe it was some well-intentioned advice from your parents that planted a seed of doubt. Often our convictions are not based on reality, but on old words that limit us unnecessarily. So, have you thought of anything yet? Great, you've taken the first step. A small step for a man, a big step for your personal development. Now comes my favorite part, a bit of detective work. Imagine you are your own lawyer. Your job? To challenge all those invisible rules and limitations you thought were unshakable until now. How to do it? Simple. Take every limiting conviction you've identified and start questioning. Does that match reality? Do I have any evidence that it's true? For example, you say to yourself, "I'm not a good speaker." Okay, but how do you know that? Do you really have any proof that this is true? Or is it just an idea you formed based on one or two failed experiments? Question it until your mind is shaken. Keep in mind that ideas are not facts. They are just thoughts. And some of them deserve a little digging. Have you found that your limiting idea doesn't hold together? Oh, great! Now it's time to recycle it nicely and make it into something that moves you forward. Instead of saying, "I can't do that," try saying, "I can learn to do that." Instead of doubting your own ability, set a different mindset. If I practice, I can do it. And believe me, this simple trick of changing your point of view works as a key to boosting your confidence. It's like taking a pair of foggy glasses, cleaning them, and suddenly you can see completely clearly. Reformulation is not just about words. It's about changing the mind map in your head. Start retraining your brain to realize that the possibilities are wider than you thought. And now, ladies and gentlemen, comes the moment of truth. What we have been talking about all along. This is where you have to act. Take the first step. Take that thing you tell yourself you can't do and do it. Yes, I'll admit it straight up. It's going to be uncomfortable. You may not want to do it. But you know what? Every time you stay out of your comfort zone, it makes you stronger. Every attempt will get you closer to your goal. Every test of your courage will show you that you can do it. As the saying goes, where there's a will, there's a way. Start with small steps. Try to push your boundaries day by day and see what miracles start to happen. Maybe after a while you will find that those limits and beliefs were nothing more than shadows on the wall that disappeared as soon as you turned on the light. Go for it. You've got it. Let's dive into practical part with NLP. One of the most amazing and practical techniques that NLP offers is the conviction change technique. This technique is aimed at helping you identify negative or limiting convictions that are like invisible anchors, anchors that are holding you where you are now, but perhaps too close to the bottom, instead of letting you float freely and discover your life's potential. Imagine this. If you believe, for example, that you can't do something or you just aren't able to do it, the conviction change technique will take you by the hand and show you a completely different path. It will help you rewrite that old script in your head in which you play only a supporting role and turn you into the main character of your own story. Let's get straight to the point. If you're ready to roll up your sleeves, let's see exactly how to do it. To keep it from being too abstract, I'm bringing you a simple and easy to understand step-by-step guide on how you can try this technique yourself. And don't worry, You don't need any special equipment or a magician's certificate. All you need is a pencil, paper, a little time, and the desire to outdo yourself. Identify your limiting convictions. First, sit in a quiet place, take a piece of paper, and write down most of the negative thoughts that have ever crossed your mind. This is not the time to limit your thoughts or criticize yourself. Go deep into your thoughts. How do you view yourself in challenging times? What feelings come over you when you face a challenge? For example, I'm never good enough. I don't deserve success. Or, I don't have the skills to do this. These are the anchors we talked about. Be honest with yourself. Now is the time. Choose one belief that we're going to change now. First step. Write on paper the convictions you have and don't want to have and put yourself in the situation where you are experiencing these convictions and record all your answers. Ideally, ask someone to ask you the following questions and record your answers. Close your eyes and try to put yourself in your convictions. What do you see when you experience this conviction? Is your image in color or black and white? Do you see yourself in a situation with your beliefs as a movie or as a picture? Do you hear any sounds or voices? Do you feel warm or cold? Are there any smells or tastes? Do you feel that you are touching something? Is there anything else that seems important to you? Second step, and next to it, write down another conviction you have and want to have and ask yourself the same questions. Again, put yourself in the situation with your convictions. Close your eyes and try to put yourself in your convictions. What do you see when you experience this conviction? Is your image in color or black and white? Do you see yourself in a situation with your beliefs as a movie or as a picture? Do you hear any sounds or voices? Do you feel warm or cold? Are there any smells or tastes? Do you feel that you are touching something? Is there anything else that seems important to you? Third step, take your answers and come and see where the differences are in your answers. Assign colors to them. Now it's your turn to use your imagination. You will change your perception of your limiting convictions to positive. Create a story with the original negative perception according to the second positive conviction. Write the story down and use any differences you find. For example, in the original perception I want to change, my image was black and white and I only saw it as a picture, but in the other one, the image was in color and it looked like a movie. Thus, I will take my original belief and my story will be based on everything from the other's belief. Repeat the story several times and keep coming back to it for days. This will force your mind to perceive differently. Fourth step, identifying the origin of convictions. Let's go back to the very beginning where you wrote all the possible convictions. Now, slowly go through each of the limitations you wrote down and try to think. Where did it come from? When did you first believe it was true? What was going through your mind? What did this situation mean to you? Do you have a desire to change this? What will change mean to you? For these convictions, ask yourself, is what I think about myself really true? Not only that, but take a magnifying glass and look for evidence that might disprove these ideas. For example, you may have been brought up to believe that you're not creative. But what about those times when you created something great, wrote a personal letter, baked a beautiful cake, thought of something unique? Everyone has proof that limiting convictions aren't true, so find it, ideally right now. Finally, connect your new convictions to the feelings you want to experience. Close your eyes. Imagine that you are already living by these convictions. How do you feel? What opportunities do you see? How is your life changing? Allow yourself to actually experience this state as if it were already true, because, world wonder, it already is your new reality.